This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. Senate is taking up the $95 billion supplemental budget measure containing aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Lawmakers are debating and voting on final passage of the measure and sending it to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk after months of delays. The package includes $61 billion for Ukraine as the war-torn country desperately needs new firepower and as Russian President Vladimir Putin has stepped up his attacks. Ukrainian soldiers have struggled to hold the front lines as Russia has seized the momentum on the battlefield and gained significant territory. Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday as the bill was introduced, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer encouraged his colleagues to act quickly.
The time has come to finish the job to help our friends abroad once and for all. I ask my colleagues to join together to pass the supplemental today as expeditiously as possible, send our friends abroad the aid they have long been waiting for. Let us not delay this. Let us not prolong this. Let us not keep our friends around the world waiting for a moment longer.
The UN's Human Rights Office Tuesday called for an international investigation into reports of mass graves at two Gaza hospitals destroyed in Israeli sieges, saying war crimes may have been committed. Speaking to reporters at a briefing at UN headquarters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani expressed shock at what the reports indicated.
In relation to Al-Nusra, the Gaza government media office announced that 283 bodies were recovered, of which 42 have been identified. Victims had reportedly been buried deep in the ground and covered with waste.
Shamdasani said hospitals are entitled to very special protection under international humanitarian law and added the killing of civilians, detainees, and others not involved in combat is a war crime. This is VOA News. Intelligence officials in the Netherlands believe worldwide conflicts are contributing to security threats closer to home. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Dutch National Intelligence Agency says threats targeting the Netherlands are increasingly connected to worldwide turmoil, including the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. The General Intelligence and Security Service, in its annual report, says the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza and the destruction of a Quran outside Parliament last year are trigger events for extremists. The agency's director general tells the Associated Press that he's particularly concerned about big events, noting the agency is working closely with French authorities to prevent incidents during the Paris Olympics this summer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
African leaders participating in a security summit in Nigeria are saying they need more funding and new methods to combat escalating violent extremism across the continent. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Groups linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda have increasingly been carrying out routine attacks. That includes in the Sahel region, Somalia and Mozambique. At a security summit in Nigeria on Monday, African Union Commission Chairperson Moussa Faki said the continent needs more funds. Faki said that the number of daily attacks and deaths rose last year to 8 and 44 respectively. That's up from 4 daily attacks and 18 daily deaths between 2017 and 2021. In total, he said, 7,000 civilians and 4,000 military personnel died last year, adding that the situation was being exploited in countries as a basis for military coups.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The U.S. Justice Department announced a $138.7 million settlement Tuesday with more than 100 people who accused the FBI of grossly mishandling the allegations against sexual assault against former Dr. Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016, a critical time gap that allowed the sports doctor to continue to prey on victims before his arrest. Nassar worked at Michigan State University and at USA Gymnastics. He's serving decades in prison for assaulting female athletes, including Olympians. Among his victims was Olympic champion gymnast Simone Biles. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2021, Biles said she not only blames Nassar for the abuse, but also those who allowed him to get away with it.
It truly feels like the FBI turned a blind eye to us and went out of its way to help protect USAG and USOPC. A message needs to be sent. If you allow a predator to harm children, the consequences will be swift and severe. Enough is enough.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.